This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. Hey, Joe. One of the greatest to ever do it for our franchise, number seven, is with us, Joe Theismann. You know what I was just thinking about during the break? We're talking about, you know, Terry McLaurin's press conference and this contract, you know, situation. And the context is they're in this, you know, potential Super Bowl window. These are much better conversations, even though they are, you know, polarizing in some ways, than investigations and congressional hearings and all the things that we've had to talk about over the last 20 years. This is like real stuff having to do with a team that could be really good this year. Isn't that nice?
It really is. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. It's, you know, we get to talk football. Unfortunately, it's one of the ancillary aspects of football, but we get to talk about football and the franchise and, you know, the decisions that they have to make, not only with Terry, but I think going forward with other players, maybe we'll get an indication of the way Adam likes to and wants to approach negotiations.
Yes, so let's start with the news. You know, Terry held this very long press conference yesterday. He's clearly unhappy. He's hurt. You know, you could sense that, that this hasn't gotten done and that they don't seem to see him the same way he and his agent see himself. What are your thoughts on this situation right now? Because you just said something about Adam Peters, and I've talked about this. This may be the team's style. This is the first real contract situation they've had since they took over the team.
It really is. It's the first opportunity to really see something public, I guess you could say, other than re-signing some guys, which made sense anyway. I think what I sensed listening to the conversation or the press conference was frustration. And I think any time there's a lack of communication, there's frustration, whether it be from management to player or player to management. And that's what I sense over the last 30 days. Terry's heard nothing. You know, I think that's all we really ask for is just give me an idea where I am. Give me an idea where we are. Evidently, they made an offer, and there hasn't been anything since then. So, I understand the frustration. And when you look around the league at the numbers the quarterbacks are getting, and I took the top 10 yesterday and decided to do a little research. Terry's at 15.5 for this year as a salary base. Jamar's at 40-plus. Jefferson's at 35, CD's at 34, DK's at 33, AJ's at 32, Amon-Ra St. Brown's at 30, Brandon Ayuk's at 30, Tyreek Hill's at 30, who I think is underpaid, yep, by the way, T. Higgins 28, and Jalen Waddle's at 28,
right,
and Terry's at 15. I would put Terry above some of these guys on this list, but again, each team has to evaluate the economics of what they believe that position is worth. But there's so much more to Terry McLaurin than just numbers. You know, 82 catches, 13 touchdowns. There's so much more than those statistics. His leadership ability, his availability, which is, if you look at this list, there are guys that have missed a lot more time than Terry has. his locker room, the quality in the locker room. The franchise is continuing to reach out to the community, his ability to his what he's done in the community. I mean, the intangibles that Terry brings are extremely valuable, I think, to this franchise. And then there's the one other aspect of it, Kev. You have to think about that. If the franchise is looking at Terry in a certain way, other players around the league are looking at the franchise and saying, if they're dealing with him this way,
right,
if I was to go there, how would they deal with me? There's the right. What-if aspect. And I think all of it, it's based in frustration, I think, by Terry. I mean, he wasn't sitting there saying, hey, look, you know, I want this. I want, let me know what's going on. You know, I mean, and it's obviously, if he has an agent, the agent hasn't communicated with him, if there is a conversation going on. But at this point, we have to assume, which I hate to do, that there really hasn't been any conversation moving forward with the contract.
Yeah, you know, you said something, and we've talked a lot about it. It's like trying to just figure out who's got more leverage is interesting, because what you just described, you know, the team has to be careful because Terry's such a highly respected player, not just in this locker room, but with this fan base and around the league, and this is their first shot in this organization of negotiating a contract, so you don't want to look like you're being disrespectful or handling it in an untoward way. Also, they're in this window where they do need him because they think they have a shot to go super deep into the postseason and maybe win a Super Bowl. And at the same time, Terry's approaching age 30. He's under contract for one more year. And you went through the contracts, and we've been doing this for weeks, if not months now. It's hard if he's asking for Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, you know, elite-level money entering age 30. I just mentioned, Joe, that Amon-Ra St. Brown in Detroit, Brandon Sosna, who handles salary cap for our team now, Lance Newmark's the assistant GM, they did a deal with him a year and a half ago, $120 million, $30 million a year, $77 guaranteed. He was 24 when he signed that deal. Terry's going to be 30. He's 25 now, Amon-Ra is. And you could make the case that Amon-Ra St. Brown's a better player than Terry. You could. And I'm wondering if that's where it is. What do you think his value is? Have you given that thought?
I have not, because I'm not. But we'll take Amon-Ra St. Brown at 30 and his age. Okay, but here's the other thing is if Terry, I think he'd play the year out. I don't think he'd walk from the year. I don't think he's that kind of a person. Okay,
right.
So but if you take a look at who are you going to plug in that spot? Look at our roster and tell me who you're going to plug in.
Yeah, that's when we get into this leverage thing, you know. But, well, you know, I pointed out, Joe, that Kansas City, Buffalo, and Baltimore don't have one wide receiver listed in this ranking by execs, coaches, and scouts that ESPN just put out for wide receivers. They don't have one receiver in the top 25 in the league. What they do have is an elite-level quarterback who elevates everything around him. But I'm with you. I'd rather have Terry than not have him.
I would too. I think he, like I say, there's the intangibles that he brings, but also there's a tangible aspect. Plus, he knows the system. You know, Debo probably, will have to learn a little bit. And they're two different kinds of football players, because people say, well, Debo Samuel can pick up the difference. I think it's an entirely different football player, type of football player, and will be used in an entirely different way. I don't know, but, just based upon what you've seen in San Francisco and what his incredible abilities are working inside and his toughness, Terry's basically an outside guy. And he brings an element to the table that we haven't had. We finally have a quarterback who can throw the ball down the field. And this is the other thing that I sort of try. I've run this thing through my mind a thousand times. We are not quarterback strapped here yet.
Right.
Jaden's still under a rookie contract, which means that there are dollars, and he wouldn't be really eligible for the big numbers until Terry was 33.
Yeah, 27, the offseason at 27. We got two more years before they can even pay him. Yeah.
That's right, before they have to sit down and try to figure it out. So, I don't know. Like I said, this is Adam's. This is the first time we've seen the negotiation, been familiar with the way the team wants to approach it. I think Terry's a great asset to this football team. I think he's a great asset to the community. I think he's an asset in the locker room. I think his, you know, his availability, that's the other thing, too, is if you look at this list of guys that I listed, there are a number of them here that have missed time. They haven't been available to play football at periods of time.
Right.
Terry hasn't been one of those guys. So, I mean, I think there's so many pluses, and I'd like this. I'd love to see this deal get worked out for our franchise and for him as well. You just, this is not the kind of blemish that you want going into training camp. You know, if somebody was to come out and say, you know, we're sitting down and we're talking, I think everybody would feel better. Not that anybody, not that I have no idea what the numbers are. I don't think anybody does except the principals that are involved. But to say, you know, we're talking, then people would feel better. I think generally speaking, the fans would say, okay, I'm glad they're in communication. Now, what happens after that, who knows? But the lack of communication is, I think, was frustrated Terry more than anything.
Yeah, he certainly mentioned that, and you know, and I mentioned, and you're older than I am, and have had more life experiences than me. But there's always his side, her side, and the truth is somewhere in between. So
yeah.
Right?
But Kevin, that like I'm saying, wherever the numbers are, nobody knows.
Yeah, I'm talking about the communication. You know,
yeah, there isn't it. That's what I'm saying.
Where's it's a two-way street. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure Terry's reached out and said, "Hey, look, you know, is this your bottom line?" And all of a sudden, you know, from what I sensed in the press conference, there hasn't been a whole lot of communication back. And you know, maybe Adam's just formulating a plan to be able to present in a different light. You just don't know. Right. There's lots of what ifs as far as this goes.
So I don't have a sense from the first 10 minutes of talking to you if you have sort of a side that you've taken, team or Terry, and maybe it's neither.
I would love Terry to be here. I think at $15 million, he is underpaid.
Well, of course,
like
yeah.
I said, I don't know where they want to go. I think this is, you know, we talk about this opportunity. This is also the first time that Adam and has had a chance to be able to deal with a star player.
Right.
You know, we gave a lot of money to a lot of defensive linemen over the years. Wasted money, to be honest with you. Some wasted, some not. But in Terry's case, you know, you look at the production, you look at all the intangibles we talked about, you look at the comps, basically. It's like, you know, basically it's like shopping for a house. Look at the neighborhood that he's in and look at the comps in the neighborhood and where do you fit in?
Right.
And that's really where it is. So I understand what I do understand about Terry's. I understand the frustration, the lack of communication. I've been in that situation. Nothing drives you crazier than the unknown in that regard. But, you know, Adams, you know, he's got his job to do as the GM of this football team. Terry's got his job to do. I guess you could say the bottom line is if things don't get worked out, Terry McLaurin is going to be an asset to somebody somewhere. I'll give you an example. I played with Kyle Juszczyk in the American Century Championship this past weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
San Francisco cut him, okay?
Right.
They cut him. All of a sudden, some suitors started coming for him. He got a new two-year deal at a better price. So, you know, it's like they probably looked at it. I think Kyle and John looked at, you know, what are we with him? What are we without him? And could we live without him? They found that they couldn't live without him. I would hate to see our situation get to a point where you find out that the void, that if Terry would not be there, the void would be bigger than we think to overcome.
I love having you on because sometimes we get to talk about, you know, when you played. So just real quickly, do you have a contentious contractual negotiation story?
No, never contentious. When I played, you know, you were just thankful to have a job without options. We didn't have any place to go. There wasn't any free agency.
Yeah, right.
You played your rear end off to keep your job, and you stayed on the field because if the other guy got in, you'd wind up with the Tom Brady, Drew Bledsoe scenario or the Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith scenario. You know, you just – somebody comes in, they do well, all of a sudden the team takes off, and, you know, you're left standing there watching. So, but I did have conversations with Mr. I did my own contract, my last contract.
Oh, you did?
There was no reason to have an agent because he was going to give me whatever he wanted to give me. Like I said, I had no leverage other than the fact that we won a world championship and I was MVP of the league, which, you know, carried, I don't know if it carried weight or not with Mr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cook.
So that was the year after 83. That's you had a contract negotiation?
Yeah, he would redo the deals before it was over.
Okay.
So my contract was, you know, ended in 83 and, you know, was, you know, the 82, 83 seasons were, you know, really terrific as far as the team goes. And, you know, what little bit I was able to contribute, I guess, helped. But when I sat down, I made five trips out to his house to sit down with him. And finally, you know, sat down with me and he presented me a contract. And I looked at Mr. Cook and I said, thank you so much. I said, this is wonderful. He says, no, it's not. It's great. And you deserve it. And he was very emphatic with everything he did. I used to go out to his
Was it great?
It was great. I was the fourth highest paid player in the National Football League.
Do you remember what it was for? I mean, I think people love to hear the stories from back then and then compare it to today.
Yeah, I was the fourth highest paid player in the league at $1 million a year.
Wow.
Warren Moon was the highest paid player in the league at 1.4.
Wow.
And I mean, it was, like I said, but the numbers sort of are one thing, but then where did you fit in with the other players? And this is, I think, what really is the bottom line here in Terry's situation is, where do you fit in with these other receivers, these other top 10 receivers economically? You know, are you part of that group? I think he is part of that group. Now, where does he fit in? That's, I think, the question that remains.
All right. Exit question on Terry, because I want to get to Art and his jersey being retired and maybe a couple of other things. But how do you see this ending? Does he get a contract extension, you know, at some point between now and camp opening or at some point during camp? Does he play this year on the final year of his deal? Or does he, I guess the one other option would be he could, you know, try to publicly force a trade. Where are you?
Number one, I don't think he'd publicly force a trade. He's not that kind of person. Number two, he's not the kind of a guy who leaves his teammates hanging. You know, I think he would play this if things couldn't work out and didn't work out. I believe he would play. He would play this year at great risk to him economically going forward. And this is the first time we've seen this, so you don't know what position Adam is going to take. So it's hard to say that, you know, the organization will do this or the organization will do that. But I don't see Terry leaving his teammates in the lurch at all. I think it's, you know, I think it's he's that type of an admirable young man, and that type of a committed athlete.
Well, it wouldn't benefit him to hold out. I mean, the way the rules are, first of all, they can't even take back the fine money anymore. But so you think? So did you say this, or and did I miss it? Do you think he'll get a contract done?
I didn't say that. I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like I said, what I basically said is this is the first time we've ever really seen this with Adam and the organization.
Yeah.
So I mean,
right.
There's no history to base it off of. When you think about it, I mean, you know, they got contracts done out in San Francisco. They weren't.
And they got them done late, typically.
They always,
very late.
Like I said, it wasn't easy, but it did get done.
Yep.
So there's cautious optimism, as always. It seems like we're back to cautious optimism somehow, way, shape, or form.
All right. So a third teammate of yours is having his jersey retired. They announced yesterday that Art's jersey, number 81, will be retired on Sunday Night Football against Seattle, November 2nd. By the way, that's the throwback uniform number game number one of the three games they're going to wear them. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's fantastic. I think it took way too long for Art to get into the Hall of Fame. And it's great that you know, the organization, that, you know, the Commanders have expedited this for Art. No one should ever wear the jersey because there wasn't anybody like him. He was unique in so many ways: his size, his speed, his ability after he got his hands on the ball. You know, he was a converted running back, really, when we got him.
Yeah.
And it was so funny with Coach Gibbs. I mean, this is the genius of Joe Gibbs. Art could not get away from bump and run coverage. You could put somebody on him, and he'd belly bump the guy, and he'd hand fight him, you know, and he'd never really get into his routes. So Joe basically, you know, looked at what he had as far as the player, and he said, I'm just going to move him. Art did all of our movement. Art did all the motions and everything. It was all Art, which made him, number one, have to learn multiple positions, and number two, gave him a chance to be able to get down the field and get into routes a lot easier and a lot quicker. And then when the ball got around him, he'd just snatch it all the time. I can't remember. I just can't remember a time, and I don't know if you can, when he really put the ball on the ground. I mean, he always caught the football, and he was a big target. And once he got his hands, like I said, that, you know, then the running back came out in him. But he certainly was special, and I was honored to be able to play with him, and I was lucky to be able to have him as a part of our wide receiving corps.
Yeah, I during the years in which he wasn't in the Hall of Fame, and the case that Peter King and others were trying to make for keeping him out was he was a possession receiver. You know, Gary Clark was the true home run threat, you know, when he was playing with Gary, or Charlie Brown was, you know, in the early years. And I thought that was way over, way incorrect. He could run deep, and you hit him on deep touchdown passes. The one in Philadelphia that kicked off 82 was a bomb to him.
Oh yeah, I mean, Art could run with anybody. I mean, because it's a little bit like I guess you could say AJ Brown right now. You look at how big a receiver he is, and you say, well, you know, he's a guy that can't get down the field. That's not true. I mean, if I was going to pick a body type and say, okay, Art was like this, that would be the player. And you look at him go down the field, and you look at him adjust to the ball. You know, he's a very difficult guy to deal with because of his size. And Artie was the same way. He used to wear a necklace that had a dollar sign on it. I used to call him Big Money. That was my nickname for him.
Yeah. Can I tell you one thing about the decision to do Art now? Of course, Art's jersey deserves to be retired. He's on that list. I think Riggo's should have been done first. Before Art.
You know, it's a decision by the organization. I think, like I say, I think it's great that he is there, and then whatever happens going forward. But it's nice to know that he's getting his retired.
All right. American Century. How'd you play? I actually didn't look up to see how you did. You play in this every year. You've been playing in it forever. You're an excellent golfer. I know you've, you know, you're not Steph Curry, and you're a lot older too. But tell me how you played, and tell me who you played with, and about the weekend.
Well, I did not play well.
Okay.
I just can't hit the ball as far. You know, you at a country club, when you play, you can play certain tees that sort of suit your age or distance or abilities. I played back with everybody else, and didn't play well. I mean, I couldn't hit a lot of the par fours, so it's drive, three wood, and then you got to hit the wedge close if you can to try and make a putt. If not, you know, you're making a bogey and that gets you nowhere. But I had way too many doubles. I think I had 14 doubles in the last 2 days. I just wasn't striking the ball well. I didn't hit it well. I didn't move the ball down the course.
Right.
It's the one. You know, the one thing is you, if you watch the tours, if you watch the Champions Tour or the PGA Tour, the LPGA, anybody that hits the ball far has a really good chance, because then you've got scoring clubs in your hands. Mm. When you're hitting, you know, 4 and 5 hybrids,
right,
into
rescues,
greens.
Yeah.
They're just not going to sit. They're not going to hold. So I chipped pretty well because I had a lot of opportunity to do it. But it was a great experience. What, you know, one thing about American Century as a company, they give away 40% of their gross profits to the Stauer Institute for Research on Disease and Cures in Kansas City. And so it's a fabulous organization. The American Century Championship was a great one. Joe Pavelski won it.
Yeah.
The hockey guys have such great eye-hand coordination.
Really, I mean, incredible.
And baseball, too. But it was a great time out in Lake Tahoe.
But I would imagine, I mean, for those that don't know, Joe was a multi-sport star in high school and played basketball, baseball, football. I would imagine you've got excellent hands around the green.
Yeah, it's... The chipping was very good this year. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, I couldn't get the ball down the holes very well. And then putting is always a head case out there. I mean, you putt in the morning, it's a little quicker. If you just sort of try and walk it up to the hole, it goes left or goes right. If you hit it too hard and miss, you got 4 feet coming back. And that wears on you after 3 days.
Right.
Mentally it just drives you crazy.
All right, last one. I don't know if you saw this, but ESPN's been doing these positional rankings, but not, you know, based on analysts or reporters. It's coaches, execs, and scouts surveyed by ESPN to come up with the top 10. They've been doing this for like 6 years, and they had the top 10 quarterback list the other day, and Jaden was 5 behind Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, and then Jaden Daniels was the 5th best quarterback according to NFL people. Do you have a problem with that?
Not at all. Not at all. I think, you know, in his first year learning a system, and, you know, Cliff figuring out what he had at the quarterback position, the way he played, he earned the right to be there. You know, the other guys have had, you know, they're pedigreed to a degree. Patrick, I still think, is the best. Lamar brings so much to the table, especially, you know, with Derek in the backfield with him. Josh, I thought, had a great year, made good decisions. He's always athletically been able to do the things, but I thought he made really good decisions. And, you know, Joe, you know, we know what Joe is. You know, you look at, like I said, complimented by the receivers that he has. I thought Jalen, you know, had a great year. I see other guys on the list, you know, Jared Goff. The receivers that he has had, the system. Now he's doing it and going to have to deal with the system change. So, you know, I think Jaden is positioned really where he should be in the top 5 in the National Football League.
It's always great to have you on. I hope you're doing well. Enjoy the rest of the summer, and hopefully we can catch up right before the season begins.
I look forward to it, Kev. Thank you.
All right, Joe Theismann, everybody. At Theismann7 on X on Twitter. All right, I don't know if – did everybody stay on hold, Max, or do we have to pitch for calls again?
No, everybody stayed on hold. I'm very impressed.
Right. 301-230-0980. If you're on hold, stay there. Your reaction to the Terry McLaurin press conference yesterday, and really, whose side are you on right now? Terry's side or the team's side? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.